Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Are you dieting and trying to do everything you can to lose weight? Are diets leaving you feeling more like a failure? Have you thought to yourself, what's the point? Everything I try never seems to work. I'm Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today, I just wanted to share biblical truths to feel more confident in your body. Confidence is expressed through our feelings. Therefore, I want you to feel confident in your body. But to do that, we need to address the underlying root issues as to why we do not feel confident in our body. I remember vividly how much I tried to control the way that my body looked because I thought it would bring me confidence. And it really just brought false confidence. I appeared strong, even though inside I was just slowly, I like to say, even just dying, meaning I felt like I wasn't seen. I felt like I wasn't heard. I felt like I wasn't loved. So in the end, even though I was trying to control the way my body looked, I was still wrestling inside with the same feelings that I had when my body looked a different way. I thought if I could change the way I looked on the outside, it would change the way I felt on the inside. Scripture tells us that we are nothing apart from Him. That doesn't mean that we don't have worth, but our worth is found in Him. We can do nothing good apart from Him. If we are left to our own ways, we lead ourselves into frustration, dead ends, and more pain. However, He provides a way out of the pit and into freedom. So if you're looking for a quick fix, if you're looking for me to give you this diet plan or this perfect way of eating, I'm just not your girl. I'm not your girl because quick fixes can only take you as far as you can stick with them. And that's why I say that this is about having confidence with yourself in the Lord when dieting hasn't worked. I want to get to, you know, if you're overwhelmed, if you're exhausted trying to do it all, I'm here to say, come. If you're tired, if you're exhausted, it's time to rest and from the works, because the works are still good. We are still called to steward our body. We are still called to take care of our bodies. However, to not be a slave to it. So I am here for you if you're feeling overwhelmed and you think you're just trying to do all the right things. With everything in our lives, you know, we must have a biblical foundation to experience the fruit in our lives that lead to life. I always believe that weight loss is really a byproduct of healing. I'm not here to tell you how many pounds you will physically lose, but I can guarantee you that you will lose some quote unquote weight. Therefore, we can't change our outer world without changing our inner world. You know, in my 21-day diet detox coaching program, I really talk about the power of both and how we often feel like we have to choose. I think that diets are always telling us what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. And so we live in these extremes. And in my 21-day coaching program, you would learn how to actually handle this kind of mentality, this perspective, and really begin to heal through it. Because again, it's as if everything is kind of pinned against each other. And I think that often leaves us overwhelmed lacking confidence in our body, lacking confidence to make the choices. So this is really learning how to process your situations and feelings through a both and perspective, which I teach. And this helps you to feel confident in your body. But this is really about being confident in the Lord, because that's where our confidence comes from. Our confidence isn't about in our ability of what we can do. The confidence comes from the Lord of what He's already done. That's where we can rest. The other things come in from lies, things that we believe about ourselves, the approval of others. So there's a lot that goes into this. Therefore, a different foundation needs to be laid to feel confident in your body, one that trains your heart in truth. So the first thing, 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, our outer man is passing away, but our inner man is renewing day by day. Our walk with Christ on this earth will not come without pain, suffering, and frustrations. As believers, I think we have kind of adapted this way of thinking that when we follow God, there's going to be no frustrations, there's going to be no, you know, pain or suffering. But I think that we want to live a life that has no cares because we know that God is good. So when we hear good, we don't expect anything bad. And again, we live in this extreme. We've been taught that everything is in opposing view of each other. It's left, it's right, it's good, it's bad, it's right, it's wrong. And we are not training our brains to think more critically or more logically. It's always whatever's coming up, we're being told that this is the way it should be. And when we think about our bodies, it's the same way. We get on a scale. This number says this, so it must mean this about me. You know, the other day I was standing in front of a mirror and I was getting ready to work out, and I was just thinking about how much my body had changed. I kept thinking about what it was, what it looked like then, how I had more muscle, I had smaller thighs. But then I started to think about who I was as a person. I thought about who I was as a person with those smaller thighs and more muscle. And guess what? I didn't like who I was. So when we think about 2 Corinthians 4:16 and this first biblical truth, which is our outer man is passing away, but our inner man is being renewed by day by day, is that it's important that when we think about who we want to be or who we wish we were, or we try to get back to the way that we were, did you like who you were in that season? What were you experiencing? Because it led me to myself to this question. Would I want my quote unquote old body back if it came with who I was then? Friend, you have grown so much. And so when we think about just trying to get this old body back, it's saying to us now that it's not about who you were. It's just about, well, what does it look like? What did my body look like? It's a question that keeps us from making our bodies the idol in our lives and the most important thing. Our confidence doesn't come when our bodies look a certain way, because Paul is clear in the scriptures, our bodies will change and are changing. When you read the Message translation of 2 Corinthians 4:10 through 18, Paul is talking about how their bodies look after preaching the gospel and what they have physically gone through. Paul writes, "You know for yourselves that we're not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down. We haven't been broken. What they did to Jesus, they do to us. Trial and torture, mockery and murder. What Jesus did among them, he does in us. He lives. Our lives are at a constant risk for Jesus' sake, which makes Jesus' life all the more evidence in us. Even though on the outside, it looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace." See, when we have confidence in God and who he is, we have confidence in our bodies because we trust and know that he has made our bodies good. I think about my client, Renee, who in the 21-day diet detox coaching program of mine, she really needed to hear that her body's going to change. She needed permission to be who God created her to be. She needed permission to eat the foods that she was told for so long not to eat, or that they were bad, or that if she did this, then the consequence would be that. So my client Renee in my coaching group, she needed to understand more about her identity, what God's word says about her and their relationship together, to really grow in that confidence. The second thing, God has given you a body that no one else has. He doesn't take from you to give to her. When we think about biblical truths to feel comfortable and confident in your body, I think of Deuteronomy 2. I've been reading in Deuteronomy and I'm really enjoying it. I'm kind of doing a study with it right now. I'm reading a book and then reading Deuteronomy at the same time. And Moses is recounting the Israelites' time in the wilderness because they are about to cross over into the promised land. So in Deuteronomy 2, we read specific instructions about how the Israelites are supposed to go through specific lands, but will not possess any of them because God had already promised those lands to other people. He never went back on his word to the people he had already promised that land to, nor did he share with anyone who wasn't supposed to have it either. See, I was reminded that God keeps his promises to his people. He doesn't take something from me to give it to you because your body is yours and my body is mine. So he's not helping her, quote unquote, lose weight and ignoring you. We all have the same access to God. However, our bodies are not all the same. In my 21-day diet detox coaching program, I really teach you to feel comfortable in your body again and with yourself because, see, God is not withholding from you. This all goes into how we view God, because how we view God dictates how we view ourselves, because we're made in the image of God, not a image of God, we're the image of God. So he doesn't withhold from you. So sometimes our lack of confidence in our bodies is because we have other bodies around us to compare them to. I want you to think about this for a moment. If you never saw anyone else for the rest of your life, another woman body, you would have nothing to compare yourself to. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to deem your body good or bad because there would be no comparison. God created man and called him good. I want you to note that he didn't say God had called him perfect. See, I always believed that if my body looked a certain way, then I would be accepted in love. Therefore, I thought she took away from me what I didn't have. So again, the second biblical truth is knowing that he doesn't take from you to give to her. He's not helping her lose weight or have more confidence and ignoring you. The third and final biblical truth I want you to remember is that your body is not your enemy. When you start to recognize that your body is not your enemy or something you need to fix constantly, you can begin to feel confident in your body. We often look at our bodies as something that is kind of there, right? It's an outsider. It's an enemy intruding on our daily lives. Why does it keep messing me up? Why is it making me tired? Why is it, you know, making me have these symptoms and bloating and digestive issues? Why is it doing this to me? And so we often look at our body as an enemy. See, our bodies, though, they're going with us everywhere. We live in our physical bodies. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in our body. So they're always communicating with us. And we have a good body because the creator who created your body is good, right? Remember, he said it was good. He created and called it good, but he didn't call it perfect. So our physical bodies live in a fallen world, but our spirits live within our bodies and are sealed until the day Jesus returns. See, it's hard to change what we hate, and we can't hate something into change. If you told your friend how much you hated her, didn't like her, wished she was different, wished she was who she used to be, she probably wouldn't be your friend anymore. However, your body's not going anywhere. Your body is letting you know it needs attention, and the way it talks is through bloating, irritability, unable to have healthy conflict, tight shoulders, jaws. The list goes on with how your body lets you know something needs addressing. See, the quicker you befriend your body is when you can begin to feel confident in your body, not because it's about self-love, but because the fruit of the spirit is kindness and gentleness. See, when we befriend our body, it's this partnership with the Lord. We're no longer ignoring it. We're no longer just acting as though these things are happening. It's welcoming and inviting the Lord into this relationship instead of putting God in these boxes in our life and kind of, okay, God's here, but my finances are here. You know, my relationships are here. My body's here. No, you're going to befriend your body and you're going to begin to feel confident in your body because these biblical truths that we talk today, or even, you know, joining me in my 21-day coaching group of understanding that we can be kind to ourselves. It doesn't mean that you're going to be all self-love, but to be kind to ourselves is also to be in a strong and healthy relationship with the Lord. So this is just this healing journey. When we bring our bodies before God, we learn how to be kind to our bodies and gentle to them. We learn how to speak life over them and go to war for our bodies. So to feel confident in your body, it's less about feeling confident in how it looks and more about the deep relationship you have with God. So again, the three truths that we talked about today is honoring the fact that your outer man is passing away, but you are being renewed day by day. The second thing is God isn't taking anything away from you to give to her. He isn't helping her any more than he wants to help you. He's not ignoring you. And the third thing is that your body is not your enemy. Maybe you're thinking, these sound really great, but I want some other practical things. We could talk all day long about, you know, getting rid of the clothes that don't fit and finding clothes that fit well. Or I could give you these steps to walk you through to feel confident. But these biblical truths are foundational pieces that we need to begin to process and really journal through and heal through of why we deem our body an enemy or why we really wrestle with our change and how our body's changing in comparison. And so again, I would love to be able to work with you in my 21-day coaching group, but if anything, you could always pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, to begin to walk through and process through what it is that you're feeling and how to actually go from feeling to healing and giving your feelings to the Lord and doing it practically, everyday life. That's what I want you to walk through. I don't want you to think that you have to go on vacation or go somewhere for the weekend to experience healing. It's happening today for you. So thank you so much for hanging out with me today. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.